policy that would, you know, rise to the level that I knew somebody can make. And so I decided to make that film. You know, it was complex, it was interesting, it would tell an epic story, and it would all be wrapped up in this nice bow at the end. And now imagine when I'm doing this, I'm thinking I could be really delusional. I could have just taken, you know, several million dollars from a friend of mine and squandered it. And this is, OPS World Headquarters is actually in my backyard. It's my studio. And every day when I took off, I thought, am I wasting my own time? Am I wasting everybody else's time and money? And I really, when I took off for Sundance, it was 4 a.m. when we finished the movie, and I had a 6:30 flight. And we have the tape in hand, and I was with the colorist and Jeff Richman, you know, the editor who's been working on it for about 6 months. I said, "Well, guys, do you think we have a good movie here?" And he said, "You know, I have no idea, And you know, the first, well, we probably had about 30 screenings in America, and we've had 30 straight standing ovations. I mean, the movie is one of these kinds of movies that when you work at Geographic, you saw this businessman, you know, there's no emotion, you know, even if you do an epic story, but in this movie, you have people laughing, you have them crying, you have them cheering, and then afterwards they ask, what can they do to help? It's like, you know, the power of film is just unbelievable to me. I mean, you know, photography seems to be so closely related to cinema, but I think they're distant cousins in a way. When you add music and you add dialogue and these stories, you're taking people on a journey. I don't think you can with still photography. I keep on thinking, boy, I wish I would have started taking pictures or taking movies 30 years ago, but then I realized I couldn't have done this movie 30 years ago. You know, like somebody said to Picasso, how long did it take, you know, this painting that, you know, took, you know, 10 minutes, how long did it take you to do it? He said, you know, 57 years. It's like, you know, I don't think I could have done this movie, until now, because it just took all those forces of, you know, to get to the point where you can actually tell this story. Now that this movie seems to be getting legs. You know, you can't say that a movie is going to, you can't translate a festival success to a theatrical success, but it hasn't been announced yet, but we won the Sydney International Film Festival Audience Award. We won Seattle last week. We won the Blue Ocean Mountain Vesta Fest last week. We won Newport. We won Hot Docs. We won Sundance, you know, Audience Awards. So audiences are responding to it. And so, but the intention was, I mean, if it has a success, I think it's because I've never thought we were making a movie. We're trying to start a movement. You know, like other filmmakers that are here, they're like, oh God, you know, you're really competing with us for this, you know, this award or the Academy Awards. I was like, no, you know, it's never been my intention to win awards with this film. You know, that's like the collateral on the way to saving the oceans. And you know, if I'm gonna save the oceans and dolphins, that's what I'm about. You know, you guys can keep your awards. I want to really, I'm on a mission here to save the oceans. We have a couple decades to turn things around. In the film, we quote, there's an article in Science and Nature magazine where, all the fish stocks are going to be collapsed by 2048. That doesn't mean that by 2047 we have to wake up and say, hey, lay off the fish. We have a couple decades. You know, we're acidifying the oceans at this incredible rate. They're talking about losing all the coral reefs by the year 2100, possibly by the mid-century. We lose all the coral reefs, we lose our major source of animal protein. A large percentage of the poor people in the population rely on fish for protein. It's becoming inedible. And in fact, you know, the really bizarre thing about this film, I think, is that dolphins are renowned for saving the lives of sailors and surfers. You know, this is what David Rostovich talks about being saved in this film. But in an odd way, dolphins might save us as well again, but it's only because we're toxifying their meat so much. One thing we haven't talked about is like these dolphins that they kill in Japan, they were actually feeding to school children. And you know, they had loads of mercury. You know, we had it tested. Some of it was like 5,000 times more mercury than allowed by Japanese law. And of course, children are the most susceptible. They're